God bless all of you, our radio listeners, internet listeners, etc. Our word from the Lord today has taken into consideration for this message a widely celebrated holiday referred to as Independence Day, or more commonly called the 4th of July. This day supposedly commemorates liberty and freedom for this country we call America. Well, that's all right. Freedom in any aspect deserves to be celebrated as well as appreciated. But we bring you a more in-depth type of freedom on today, a type of freedom that can be observed and celebrated each and every day of your life, and that freedom is found in the Word of God. In St. John 8, verse 32, it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now you read on down verse 36, it says, "Therefore, if the Son shall make you free, then you shall be free indeed." And that Son there is S-O-N, meaning Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, first of all, when we look at that word freedom, the dictionary says that freedom means liberty of the person from slavery and oppression. And secondly, it says it's the right of enjoying all the privileges of membership or citizenship. And it is the second meaning that we will elaborate and bring clearly into focus by the word on today. Hallelujah. The only way to be totally free is to be free in Jesus Christ. How is this accomplished? Well, His Word tells us that we would know the truth and the truth would make us free. And I'm glad that you asked, because there is a lot that the Word has to say on true freedom. What is the truth? Well, in John 14:6, He says, and this is Jesus speaking, He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," praise God. Jesus also talks about the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, that He might abide with us forever. And when I say us, I mean born again believers, citizens of heaven, in Jesus Christ. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us, praise God, into all truths. What are some of these truths? How can these truths make us free, praise God? Well, first you need to know, according to St. John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. You need to know that man needed a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. Truth is, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, according to Romans 3:23. Truth is that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23. Remember, we're talking about being set free. The truth, the knowledge of the Word of God, along with the application to our lives, is the only way we can be completely, totally set free. Truth, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But thank God He got up with all power in His hands. Truth. When we invite Christ into our hearts to become Lord of our lives, we receive eternal life. According to St. John 3:16, Jesus wants to be our lifelong friend. He wants us to live with Him forever, now and after we die. But we must make our hearts clean from sin. Truth, to become a Christian, you must acknowledge that you are a sinner and be truly sorry for your sins. Confess to Jesus your sins and repent and turn from evil. Jesus will come in and live forever. Truth, He says in Hebrews, He will never leave us or forsake us. Do you want to be totally free? Allow the cleaning power of the blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary for the remission of our sins to wash you whiter than snow. Reject evil and do good. James 4:7 says to submit yourselves unto God. Turn from sin and turn to God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:1-2. Truth. It says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Truth. I am totally free because according to Psalm 23:4, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he is with us. Hallelujah. Truth. I am totally free because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom should I be afraid? Truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus is the truth. Hallelujah. I am totally free. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 145:18 say that the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. I am totally free because according to Psalm 55:22, the word says, cast your burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Truth. I am free to love. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. I have the love of Jesus, so I am free to love. Truth, I am totally free because I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 8:37. Truth. Galatians 1 says that Christ has made us free. I am totally free because according to 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And because I confess the name of Jesus, praise God, I belong to him and have become totally free. Because I am free, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, listeners, and let us exalt his name together. For we have sought the Lord, and he will hear you when you seek him, and he will deliver you from all your fears. Hallelujah. Maybe you need to be liberated today. Maybe you're in bondage and need to be totally set free. Remember, Jesus said, he shall make you free. Then you will be free indeed. Maybe you've sought many other alternatives to trust in God, but today would be a good day to allow the Lord to liberate you, to set you totally free from doubt, from fear, from anxiety, from stress, worry, addictions, mistrust, loneliness, alcoholism, poverty, fearfulness. The devil wants to keep you in bondage, my friend, by telling you that there is no hope. The Lord is speaking to someone out there today. There is hope in Jesus. He is the only way to being totally and completely free. Won't you give Jesus a chance in your life? He wants to set you free. He wants to give your life purpose and hope. He wants to make you brand new and offer you eternal life. He wants to fill you, the bread of life he wants to give to you. Hallelujah. And that water that he wants to give you, you will never thirst again. He wants your light to shine where others will see him in you. Won't you try Jesus and experience the joy and peace of being totally set free? The Lord Jesus wants this for you today. He says you can have him in your life. Romans 10:9 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead after 3 days, you will be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Be totally set free, my friends. Jesus loves you, and you can be set free.